we live?
Okay.
Pop mic.
Welcome to So You Ruined the Party Again, the podcast where you're a bad person, but you are going to change, maybe. My name's Ryan Neumeier.
I'm Bobby Warner.
Yes.
Co-host. I'm early.
We haven't done this in a while.
Rusty. Yeah.
Rusty.
Never that good to begin with. Yeah, also, that's
people keep saying problem. They listen to the podcast, and I'm like, you do?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I can't, but okay, that's good. Yeah, it's it's terrifying to me that people do it, but I'm glad. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do it more.
We do have to address a listener. My friend from high school, Jose, was not happy with our views on Wexit.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I forgot about Wexit in general as a thing that existed. Still like it. Sorry. Sorry.
I forgot about Wexit, too. And I just want to say we don't agree with the views of our guests. Disclaimer. But yeah. What have you been up to, Bobby?
Pretty much, I don't know what I got really into, like competition reality TV shows, which is sick. I got really into that.
Which have you been watching Selling Sunset?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Okay. Yeah. I just finished Selling Sunset. Selling Sunset is the best. Those two little bald brothers are so funny.
I can't tell them apart.
I know. Neither. I watched like two seasons in like a week and I still don't know. If you could show me them, I would not be able to tell them apart. It's hilarious. They're like all so mean to each other and such terrible people. And they just like resolve their issues and then just like make new ones immediately, which is how I'm trying to live my life now.
Like one of them's like, I hate drama. And then she's like, I'm going to start drama.
There's this really funny scene where they're at like the one girl's wedding or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. And then the other girl just got like divorced or something. And this one girl was just like, hey, you got divorced, you fucking idiot. Right. And then she gets super mad and she leaves. And then she leaves. And then the girl who was like drunk and said that to her, like turns to this other girl who was there. She's like, we shouldn't have maybe said anything. She's like, it's not a we thing. You did that on your own. That was you. It's so funny. There's such pieces of shit.
Yeah.
I like it.
Which character do you identify with?
The big busty blonde, of course.
Christine.
Christine. Yeah. Because I also, you know, I have big juicy naturals, which is nice. Hers aren't natural though. Mine are.
Where are they?
They're under the shirt. I would say Christine because she married rich, which is I'm also trying to marry a rich balding man. He's like a tech guy, I think.
He looks like a huge fucking dweeb.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's another funny thing in that show is when like she meets up with this guy who she knew in high school who became like a tech millionaire, and like they're like buddy buddy, and you just like know though, you're like, oh, you bullied him so much in high school, I bet.
Oh, I know gossip about that guy. That guy actually has no money and has like what's it called when you start working on a company and you haven't risen up yet?
Like a servant. He's a servant.
No, like I can't remember what the term is, but he literally doesn't make any money, and
really?
It was a lie on the show.
Oh my God. Wait, so was he like cast for the show?
No,
and that was a lie, or he just
actually,
like faked it? He was like, yeah, no, I'm
super.
They actually
went to high school together. It was like a favor he did for her.
Oh my God, wow, that's crazy. That is goss. That's how did you find that out? Are you on the forums?
I follow this Instagram called Dux Moi.
Oh, okay. Domois.
And they, and everyone sends in their like celebrity sighting, celebrity gossip. Like, I know this person. I've learned a lot of things. Like, Anne Hathaway cries constantly.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what she's crying
about.
Stars
are just like us. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just like us. Yeah. My favorite person on Selling Sunset is Romaine.
Oh, yeah. That's actually my favorite character. He's like, just so dumb. He's like super dumb.
He's really dumb.
He's like really dumb. And then he also, I don't know, like at first when like she said that he said that, what's the girl's name? The really mean one?
Davina.
Davina couldn't come to the wedding. I was like, oh my God, that's like, she's just saying that he said it. Like when I'm like, no, I can't hang out. My girlfriend wants me to do something, but it's like, I actually just don't want to hang out, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I thought it was that, but then like he talks about Davina and he's like so angry and you're like, wow, I didn't even know this man had emotions. Like yes. He's completely flat in the show until then. And then he's like the craziest guy.
I hated him until that. Yeah. And then I was like, I am him.
Yeah. It's great. I like that guy a lot. What do you do with your quarantine other than watch Selling Sunset? Okay, let's go through the shows that we watch. What other shows did you watch? Selling Sunset, obviously, right?
I watched
Too Hot to Handle.
I did watch that.
Yeah.
But it was so long ago. I can't remember anything.
I know.
Happened.
Same. Yeah. That one was pretty good though.
I did watch all of Buffy.
Damn, that's a lot. How many seasons is that?
There's too many. Like they should have stopped at
really?
Season 3, but
and you
there's
just kept
seven.
Going though? Wow. So you watch 4 bad seasons.
Well, they have like some good episodes, but honestly, a lot of it's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, that sucks.
Though I do love when Buffy and Spike fuck so hard that they destroy a house.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Is that in the good season or the bad one? That could be either
one.
In one
of the bad ones.
Yeah.
I think season 5 or 6.
Yeah. A glimmer of light in a dark season otherwise. Mm-hmm. That's nice. That sounds pretty good. Yeah. What else did you do during the quarantine?
I worked out a lot.
We both got buff.
We're buff.
You can't tell in the video, but we're actually buff as hell.
Bobby forgot his crop top.
I forgot my crop top, but maybe I'll drop the top in a later episode.
Yeah. I did. Okay. So you're a weed head, right?
Kind of. It depends. Sometimes I go through like phases where I smoke a decent amount of weed and then phases where I like don't smoke any weed.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been smoking weed before going on bike rides and it's a fucking game changer. It's so fun. Do you smoke weed before the gym?
The gym?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to a gym.
Yo, before you work out? Oh, yeah.
No,
it's all
home.
Natural.
I work
yeah.
at home.
Okay.
I actually am afraid to do weed outside my house.
Really?
Because before I would get so paranoid that was years ago, though. But me and Gina have been watching Lotar together. Hi, Lord of the Rings.
Oh, Lotar. Lotar.
Lotar.
I call it Lotar.
Yeah, classic Lotar. But no, since I've started doing weed, I've gotten really into Adam Sandler again.
Nice.
Like,
I've never gotten out of him personally, but that's sick. What specifically? All of it? Weren't you rewatching all of Adam Sandler's movies?
I was watching a lot of them, and I was actually listening to his albums because I used
nice.
To listen to those when I was younger all the time.
There's some really funny shit on them, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you take it as like, okay, this is like, obviously, you know, it's not going to be like highbrow comedy or anything,
yes.
but it's just like so fucking good and funny. Yeah, it's great. That slaps.
Yeah.
Best track. Favorite track.
Favorite track?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay. I love the sketch that's Respect. They're all talking about that little kid's like,
I don't know that one.
When he's like, I went pee pee and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, Respect the pee pee. it's so dumb.
That sounds good.
What's your top track? You don't even remember.
I don't even remember. I don't know. I just listened to a bunch of them when me and Malik were living together. We listened to some mm-hmm. Adam Sandler deep cuts, and it was pretty dope. But yeah, I don't remember. You know, they're all good. I'll say that.
You know, I think the Zodiac is real because you have the same birthday as Adam Sandler, and
I do?
You guys both have the same vibe.
Yeah, I get told that a lot. I have a real Adam Sandler vibe. I'm always
so
going,
it's real.
Wow, you know, which is good. My comedy is a lot like his.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I
it is actually. I was watching his old stuff on Amazon Prime, like
yeah.
like one of them, and I was like, this is literally the way Bobby tells his jokes.
Really?
Yeah, like he he'll do like a long, he'll do a setup and then a strong punchline, like a long setup, strong punchline.
I don't think that's just an Adam Sandler thing. I think that's most of comedy, actually.
I don't think, no.
But I know what you mean. Yeah. I'll take that as a compliment. I love the Sandman. Sandman slaps. What was the favorite, like, what was a movie that you, like, remembered being bad of Adam Sandler's, and then you watched it and you were like, this is actually kind of good, if there was any, or vice versa?
Okay, well, I rewatched Jack and Jill, and it's honestly, like, if you don't watch it as a comedy, watch it as a drama.
Really? Okay.
If you pretend it's a drama, it's really good. And there's like this one scene where Al Pacino comes in, like he's in love with the female version of Adam Sandler. And Al Pacino's like looking for her.
That is
and he
dramatic.
Like comes in the house and he just starts going, "Where is she?" He's just walking around up and down going, "Where is she?"
Oh my God. I haven't seen Jack and Jill in its entirety, which I know is a major part of the film canon that I'm missing out on. But I have seen like a supercut of all the Al Pacino stuff in it, and it's like so funny. He's acting his little dick off, I would say. It's impressive.
He gives it 110%.
I'll say this. Snubbed at the Oscars.
Pacino. Oh, totally snubbed.
Yeah, totally snubbed. That's totally great. I just remember like the Dunkin' Donuts commercial from that, which was insane.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Dunkin' Donuts commercial was very good.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah. What else? What do we remember our segments?
Do we want to call Simon? So our like segment today, we're only going to do like one for this episode, but it's going to be like combined party TMI corner because we're going to call our friend Simon Glassman, who's a comic in Edmonton. And I've heard this story.
You can't see this on the podcast, but she did, Simon, if you're listening, she did just put comic in quotes. I don't know. I didn't think it was cool, but it happened. Anyway, sorry. Continue.
Okay. So, okay, I'm going to call Simon. He better pick up or else I'm being mad.
Did you tell him what time you're going to call him at?
Yeah, I told him I'd call him at 1:30 and it's 4 past. So. Okay.
What a dick.
Well, we'll wait for him to call back. Anyway. Oh, yeah. I forgot to say Bobby reached 1 year sober.
Yeah. That's partly why I'm so shredded now. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Not drinking really ups your ripped body.
Yeah. It literally makes you jacked and ripped. So catch up, Tubbies. Okay. It's...
Yeah,
I'm jacked. I'm rich. It's pretty good.
You're rich.
I'm rich. Well, yeah, I'm rich.
Rich.
I didn't
want
to brag, but I am rich. Yeah, I'm rich. I'm in love. I'm the most fulfilled man on the earth.
You are a good photographer. Like I was looking at your, because like that's what all girls want. We don't like in boyfriends. We just want a photographer.
That's true.
And you're a very good one.
See, that's why I'm a good boyfriend. That's why I get so much. Pussy. Okay. Okay. And we can edit this or not. I don't know. Maybe we'll leave it in. See what she thinks. What do you think the odds are that Simon actually calls back? I think he's going to call back in like an hour. And I feel like he was like, oh, it's 1:25. I got time to go to the store really quick.
He's ridiculous. He'll take like, he'll be on White Ave and he'll take an Uber like 6 blocks.
I know. Like, he's insane. Yeah. He's like, but he still has like so much more money than anyone I know somehow.
Somehow he makes like what? Like, is it $300 an hour doing like caricatures?
Yeah, he draws caricatures of people and he's literally a multimillionaire, which is crazy. And I actually have his address written down somewhere. I'll put that in the, that'll be in the description. Just go over there. He usually will give you at least a couple $100 just to leave. So we will put that in the description of this episode.
That's like, Simon always makes me come visit him.
yeah,
on White Ave. And it's like, you could take an Uber to my parents' yeah. house, which is out in the boonies.
Also, it's like every time you go and visit him on White Ave, he's at the same coffee shop.
Yes.
He's at the same coffee shop, usually in the same chair, and then just like drawing stuff and kind of half paying attention to the conversation that you have with him. So you're like, okay, I just came here. Now you're just going to... Like, he just wants to have someone around, but he doesn't want to talk to anyone exactly. or like do anything. He just wants to have you in the same proximity.
And also,
I think maybe he's just like pissed that he's at the coffee shop, so he wants someone else to be there and not be that stoked that they're there either.
Yeah. And also, okay, it's like, you know, you're visiting like once or twice a year, and he knows that.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, oh, we were gonna hang out, but I need to go nap.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck you.
Yeah, it's he's just a crazy guy, you know. I miss living in the same city as him though. He was always like a, you know, good hang.
I'm gonna try calling him again. Can I call him on
my phone?
Yeah, you try giving him a call.
I'm sure he'll answer.
That would be really sad for me.
Yeah. Here, let's see here. I feel like if he does answer, oh, his number is right under girl whose car I hit. That's fun.
You with your bike or with a vehicle?
With a vehicle, I think. I think that was a while ago when I had a minivan.
Oh, a minivan.
Yeah, I used to be part of the fold, as they call it.
Oh my
come
God.
On. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Do you think he's just laughing in his apartment right now, doing his dumb little laugh, or because he knows that this is we're getting angry? I feel like he's just pranking us.
Oh, I can't believe him. Well, okay, I am gonna play. Okay, so there. Okay, we are retiring the video segment because yeah. our guests never understood it. We're too dumb to get yeah. it.
Also, this is a you know. You guys can't see the video.
It's like
I just realized that.
Well, the thing is, okay, so I say whenever I book someone on the show, I'm like, okay, so bring a video that makes sense from just hearing the audio.
Yeah.
And no one understands that. And
it's like, how obvious do we have to make it? Bring a fucking Joe Rogan clip, okay? Bring in a Joe Rogan clip of him being funny. That's it.
Exactly. But me and Bobby are allowed to bring in videos because we're smart.
Yeah, we know
so
how to do
it. So I brought in this video that... Okay,
I can't
this,
even see these videos.
Okay, this is a rally in the United States, which is now known as like the trash hole of the world.
Yeah.
And these are all like obviously Republicans being like, we don't need to wear masks. But what these people are saying is honestly like frightening to me. So I'm going to play this.
Or if they feel they simply can't breathe.
When George Floyd was saying, I can't breathe, and then he died, and now we're wearing a mask, and we say, I can't breathe. But we're being forced to wear it anyways.
But many say that they believe in all
same
cases.
Thing.
Now,
there's something even worse.
House, parents are demanding they have the right to decide what to do with their children.
I'll tell you another reason I hate masks. Most child molesters love them.
School ministers are calling that they don't
and
understand.
I can confirm. Okay, that's true. But that's just because we know they're healthy. We gotta stop making jokes about being a child molester. My mom listens to this. Anyways, yeah. What about like what do we have? What are the? Let's talk. You know, I guess this is like the catch up episode. Plans for the podcast, right? We got with the new segments, old segments. What segments?
We're gonna have a new segment. Okay, so our new segment's gonna be called Confrontation Corner.
Confrontation Corner. That's right. I forgot about this one.
And it's basically where someone did you wrong, but you didn't get to say your piece.
Yeah,
well, now maybe. You get to come on the pod and say your piece, and they can't say anything back because they're obviously not here.
Yeah, and I think this will be good for our podcast because most comics work in customer service. That's
true.
Insider industry right there. Yeah, so I feel like they're all going to have a lot of built up rage inside of them, which is good, you know?
I could tell a confrontation corner story of what I did to my mom.
Yeah, yes, please. Yeah. Is this just a story about you being confrontational?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so my mom, notoriously bitch. Angry.
Okay, yeah, angry.
Can we say that? Yes.
We can say that, yeah.
but notoriously mad that I'm a daddy's girl. Notoriously mad about
it's
this.
Also notoriously weird that you call yourself a daddy's girl. By the way.
Well,
she is how old, Randy? Tell him.
When my dad dies, I'm gonna throw my body on top of the coffin.
Take me with him.
Yeah, but okay, so I text, like, I'm going to Alberta soon, and I text both my parents that I was what my flight details were, that I was coming. My dad texts back like, oh great, I can't wait to see you, like, glad you're coming, something like that. My mom does not text me back. So I wait like a few days and then I screen cap what my dad said. I send that to her and I'm like, this is how you respond to a text.
Your family dynamic is insane.
And then my mom, what did she say? And then my mom said, as you say, fair one.
Oh my God.
And I said, I am fair, aren't I? And she said, yes, you are.
That wasn't that confrontational. That's like a good amount of confrontation, though. I like it. That's
yeah, that's like a fine. I'm just trying to teach her, you know, texting etiquette.
Yeah, I got into a confrontation. My father was here recently, and I got into kind of a confrontation with him because he's a 67-year-old white man. So, you know, from Carrot River, Saskatchewan. So he's old and dumb in some ways. Yes. You know. But he was talking about just like COVID and, you know, his body is breaking down, so he can't breathe very well. I think, I don't know. But so I think that's why he doesn't like wearing a mask, and cause he's just a grumpy man. But then he's like making it into this whole thing where he was like, these masks are bullshit, you know? And then I had to get mad at him and he was like, you don't need masks. Look at Sweden. They didn't do anything. They're fine. And I was like, that can't be true. And then he was like, no, look it up. And I was like, no. He's like, look it up. Look up Sweden, Mr. Smart Guy. And then I looked up Sweden and they had like 100 deaths a day. And then I showed him that. He was like, I must be getting some bad news.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, where did you read that? He's like, Facebook.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's like a prototype for old people believing everything they read on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
I'm lucky my dad's not. Like, my dad's only on Kijiji, so...
Nice. I wish my dad was on Kijiji more. Your dad just buys, like, speakers and shit.
Yeah, he loves just buying speaker equipment. Oh, I quit smoking.
Oh, right. Woo! Nice. Yeah, how do you feel?
I feel good. It's actually, like, I drink less because the thing I loved about smoking was being drunk and smoking.
Yeah, it's the best. That's why I could never quit smoking until I quit drinking. Because,
yeah.
Like, you know, you quit smoking, you don't smoke for a few days or whatever, and then you get, like, 3 beers into you, and you're like, I'm going to smoke a pack, like, obviously.
Yeah, that's true. Like, but I don't know what happened because I was in quarantine, like, by myself for so long. All my habits are gone.
Nice.
From that. So now when I get drunk, I don't even think about cigarettes.
Nice. Yeah, it's also like a social thing, I guess, too. When you're drinking with people, you're like, let's all go for a dart, you know? Yeah, that's good. Damn, you're healthy as a horse.
It is actually easier to work out when you're not a smoker.
Yeah, I think there's evidence to back that up. Yeah,
well, because before I just felt like, you know, when you're smoking and then you're like running, you're like, is this counterproductive?
Yeah, I know. You just felt like so dumb. So you're like, well, I have to give one of them up and it's not going to be smoking. So I guess I just don't run now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. Well, I mean, I think that's like we're caught up, right?
Yeah.
Do we have any other segments? Any new other new segments? Well, we have another one, right?
Simon ruined everything.
Yeah, Simon's a real fucking piece
of shit.
This was
going to be a good story about Carter's
here.
Yeah,
I'm calling him one more time.
Yeah, call him again.
Here's the thing. I like Simon. I just hope he, like, you know, perishes. If he doesn't pick up.
He's banned from ever being on the pod in person.
He's banned from Vancouver. If I ever see him in the city, I will fuck him up.
What a dick he is.
Yeah, I know, right? Literally. I mean, come on.
Literally last night he was like,
"Or wait, no,
so
I guess
excited.
Also though, here's the thing. Did you tell him 1:30 our time?
Fuck!
Maybe we're the dicks. Maybe we're like calling him out late,
I'm
getting
like,
all mad
12,
at him.
It's like 12:30. It's 12:30 his time. No, it's 2:30.
No, it's 2:30 his time. Yeah.
Oh shit! I forgot about the time difference.
Could very well be it.
Wow.
Wow.
I guess. Well.
All right. Sorry, Simon, about all that stuff I said about you. You're still out in Vancouver, I guess.
Yeah, sorry, Simon. Please still send me voice messages.
Yeah, send me some too, because I actually haven't got any from you in a long time. And, you know, you're kind of a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. On this episode, okay, so I think this episode's going to come out like the same day that my comedy album comes out.
Woohoo!
And the name of my comedy album is Bad Baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Because.
Like B-A, like. The,
like Bad Baby.
Like the rapper Bad Baby?
Kind of.
I don't know if you can call her a rapper, but you know.
It's like I always say bad, like I call you a bad baby all the time.
I am one.
Because it's like a term of endearment when someone you like is being bad. You're like, bad baby.
Yeah, it's term of endearment.
But yeah, so my comedy album comes out, so...
On all platforms.
All platforms. But so listen to it if you like me, and listen to it if you hate me, and make fun of me with your friends.
There we go. All right,
still
yeah.
Still get the streams.
Yeah, still getting the fucking streams. You don't make money off the streams, right?
I have no idea how anything works.
Nice.
You know, like, people are like, did you read the contract? I'm like, kind of.
I skimmed the contract.
I skimmed it, baby.
Yeah. Nice. That's cool, though. Are you excited for it to come out? Are you going to do any, like, viral, you know, fucking party for it or something?
I have, like, I don't know. Viral party?
I don't know. Like, you know, I'm like a Zoom party
or
something.
Oh, Zoom party.
Or, you know.
I wish I could have a
real
party.
Or a
real
life party. You can maybe do a real life party.
That's true. If, it's not, you know, Mad Max outside.
Yeah, I
anymore.
Think it's gonna be in like
so
many ways.
Is it still gonna be smoky by October, you think?
Probably. Vancouver has the worst air quality in the world right now for our listeners, which is sick.
Yeah, I had a headache all day yesterday.
Yeah, I wake up in the morning and my eyes and nose just hurt.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
This is the end.
I like, think so. I'm getting ready for that, you know? I'm like, I think it's all just going to go away pretty quick, so I'm just going to dick around till then, I guess, you know?
Do you think... Okay, this might be a morbid question.
All right, let's hear
but
it.
When the climate change truly happens, we have no food, we have nothing, are you going to try and survive as best you can?
No,
or are you just gonna put
no
a
way.
Bullet
what are you nuts?
In your
yeah,
head?
Of course. Okay. Or I'm just gonna like, you know, ride my bike
so.
Really. Yeah, of course. Jesus Christ. I mean, come on. No, you know, I'm just gonna ride my bike really fast into a brick wall or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
Something like that. You know, I read a really funny headline the other day that said, experts say summer may soon become too hot for humans. And I was
oh
like, that's
God.
The most 2020 headline I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I like in movies like deaths? I love when people just swim out into the ocean till they can't swim anymore.
Yeah.
And then just drown.
I know. That would be a pretty romantic way to go. Plus, you'd be burning off some, you know, some calories swimming.
It's like the best. Yeah, you'd be getting shredded before.
It's like the best whole body exercise. What if you got okay, what if you were planning to do that, right? And then you get really far out and you're like, oh my God, I love swimming. I could be happy if I just did this more often. That would be crazy. You're like, I feel so good right now.
It would really suck to drown, though. Like, I was at Third Beach and I swam out like too far and I was trying to get back, but the waves kept like pushing me towards rocks. And I was like, I'm going to die.
Yeah. I think that what they say about drowning, though, is that it sucks for like a minute. And then after that, it's like fine.
Okay.
Like once you kind of like you just get lightheaded. And then you just go to sleep, I guess, forever.
Yeah. Fuck.
Pretty chill.
Okay. Well, that was.
I think we should end it there.
Hype episode. You guys, listen to my album.
Yeah. Listen to Randy's album.
So, okay. Next episode, we're going to have like a real.
A guest. Yes. And everything. Yeah.
This was just us shitting around.
Shitting around, pissing.
Sorry to Simon Glassman.
Oh,
there's
yeah,
a time difference
room.
I forgot about. I don't know what you're doing right now that you couldn't
tell
pick
you what
up
I
your phone.
Hope you're doing is going and fucking yourself.
Yeah. we do hope you're doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I plugged my. Oh, I just want to plug my blog.
You have a blog now?
You know I have a blog. Shut the fuck up. I just put up a new post. It's about camel toes. You can find the link on my Instagram and my Twitter at Randy Noodle. You got anything?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess I usually plug my Twitter, but I haven't been posting any.
I noticed
jokes,
that.
So, you know, you can still follow it if you want. Maybe I'll post another joke if I get. If I get 1.2 million new followers, I'll post a new joke.
If I get 2 new followers.
That's how fucking good my jokes are. I'm saving them for when I have a very wide platform.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
So you ruined the party again with Randy and Morgan.